time for Speaking Psychologically on a Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS with Dr. John Braggio from the Regional Psychological Center. Dr. John, how are you?
Well, I'm in a great mood today, Tony, getting ready for some of this upwardly warm temperature and a little less rain. Yeah, that'll be fine with me.
Just once, I'd like you to go, you know what, Tony, I'm melancholy today, or Tony, I'm angry. I'm angry, Tony.
Well, I'm not. How does that sound? I'm in a good mood today.
Hey, let's talk about an interesting topic, the manipulation of an adult child to help with parenting responsibilities in a growing up problem is a growing problem with a large number of single parents, babies raising babies, if you will.
Well, this is really true. I mean, a problem we have now, we have many persons that are like millions, actually, if you look at it from a societal point of view, of persons 14, 15, 16, even 17, young girls that are having children and really don't have the education, don't have the background. We have men that are getting them pregnant that are just kind of running off. So as a result, we're having these young girls who are really children raising children, and if they don't have support from family, from friends, from a church community, from others, often they and the children have nothing but the worst of prognosis for success in life.
Well, and when you think about these types of situations, you think about the grandparents becoming involved and actually raising the kids themselves.
Well, this is happening a lot too, Tony. Anybody in my work will tell you that often it's grandparents bringing children in to see us for particular situations, and often they are the caretakers. I mean, they are even the parents. Some parents have just run off or are not involved. And in other cases, you have worn out grandparents that are actually being pushed out of guilt, out of inconsideration, by selfishness, call it what you will, by the parent, by the mother or the father or both, to take on their responsibilities, and often out of guilt or just a feeling of a need of love for these children, they end up taking on primary responsibilities for their upbringing.
Talk about that universal group of tools that people use to manipulate people and get them to behave in a way that benefits them.
Well, Tony, it's just amazing if you really think of it. Guilt is always a great one if you're a manipulator. Guilt is a useless emotion for someone, but it's when someone allows them to have bad feelings, that they feel they're not doing enough, and often they're doing fine. It's someone else pushing responsibilities on them. It's when you have, when people try to tell you you're selfish, you don't care, you have this, you have that, you could be helping me, in this case with children, or a lack of love, you don't love me, you don't love your grandchildren, or inconsiderate, what do you care? You just want to do what's convenient for you. And then also the hurt and angry feelings, where someone can, in a combination of be haughty and huffy and hurt if you're not doing what they want, withholding approval. This is something particularly for grandparents, that they can't get the approval of the daughter or the son. And then negative comparison, look what Aunt Julie does or Uncle Harry does and you don't do it. Now, I said that very quickly, but these are the types of tools that are used by children with grandparents, okay, if you will, to their own parents, to have them do things for them, whereas these are tools that are used in general in life by people to get people to do things they want for them. But on the very specific topic of grandparents being brought in by their children to help both them and their children, the grandchildren in this case, it's a very common theme situation going on in America right now and probably around the world, and people really have to learn how to inoculate, how to really prepare themselves so they don't get roped in. And often they may be helping the grandchildren, but they may not be helping the children or ultimately the grandchildren either if they're not helping their own children be responsible.
So what do you do if you want to get your life back and put some of that responsibility back on your children, who are the parents?
I think what you have to do, if you have a spouse or just yourself, you have to really sort out what's reasonable. What's reasonable behavior on your part, reasonable behavior on your children's part, And then you have to behave in a way consistent with that. You may need spiritual support. You may need, you know, counseling support. You may need community support. You may need friendship, family support, whatever it is. But you need to really make sure that you're not allowing people through what I mentioned, guilt, calling you selfish, lack of love, hurt and angry feelings on their part, withholding approval. You've got to not allow these feelings that come over you. You have to realize they're false feelings and that you have to really do the right thing to build responsibility in your children and then your grandchildren after that. And if you don't do it, you're cooked. You are personally in your own life as a grandparent, and your own children are not going to learn to be responsible, and that really doesn't bode well for the grandchildren or for anybody. It's a very self-defeating cycle all the way around, but you have to really start working at making good decisions.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of the Regional Psychological Center. Thanks so much, Dr. John. We'll talk with you soon.
Always a pleasure, Tony.